Hi, welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 59 for September 24th, 2006. Coming up in a few minutes.
There are even rarer historic books about whiskey that we should bring to a wider audience. Some of them very, very rare, very, very valuable indeed. So hard for people to afford, but people would like to have them and like to collect them.
That's whiskey writer Ian Buxton, who's following up on his re-release of the classic Ennius MacDonald book, Whiskey, with plans to revive more whiskey books. We'll hear more from Ian in just a few minutes, but first, let's look at the news. Kentucky's bourbon industry has added three more members to the Bourbon Hall of Fame. The induction took place at last weekend's Kentucky Bourbon Festival. The class of 2006 includes Carl Beam, one of the descendants of the legendary Jim Beam and a bourbon master in his own right, distillery veteran Bill Friel, who recently retired from Barton Brands, and whiskey historian Michael Veach. Congratulations to all three. If you're traveling, there's a new Beaumont expression available at selected duty-free shops. Morrison Beaumont has just released a limited edition 30-year-old Beaumont. Just 1,800 bottles are being produced. It's the first vintage Beaumont produced exclusively for the travel retail market. It is also available at the distillery shop on Isla. Pernod Ricard is celebrating a record sales year. Revenues are up 68% over a year ago, largely due to the Allied Domecq acquisition, but also because of higher sales in China and Russia. The company's core brands also did well, with a 10% increase in Glenlivet sales. Chivas Regal was up 11% and Jameson was up 12%. Pernod Ricard is now shopping for more acquisitions that would boost its presence in North America. Meanwhile, Glenmorangie's latest financial reports are not something to toast. The Scotsman reports Glenmorangie's latest financial report shows a loss of nearly £4 million. Most of the loss comes from buying out distributors who lost business after LVMH bought the company from the MacDonald family 2 years ago. LVMH moved distribution for Glenmorangie, Ardbeg, and Glenmurray into its existing Moët Hennessy distribution network. It's a one-time expense. The company expects to be profitable again in the current fiscal year. On the calendar of events, the next 2 weekends will see the Stockholm Beer and Whiskey Festival. With more than 500 whiskeys to sample, you need 2 weekends. The U.S. branch of the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society starts its fall schedule of whiskey dinners on October 5th in Chicago and the 19th in Boston. The Londoris Whiskey Society will hold a McAllen tasting on October 7th in Hofstad, Belgium. And there's an interesting event at Oran Mór in Glasgow on the 18th. It's speed dating whiskey style. Instead of meeting a new person every few minutes, you get to meet a new whiskey. If you're in the Toronto area, tickets are still available for Whiskey Live Toronto on October 14th, and I'll see you there. About a month ago, I hinted at the latest publishing venture from Ian Buxton and Neil Wilson. Their Classic Expressions project hopes to bring back whiskey books that disappeared long ago.
Both Neil and I are enthusiastic whiskey book collectors. And we discovered that we both had a mutual interest in this, and that the early books about whiskey, anything before about 1930, 1920, are both desperately rare and very, very expensive. As a result, they're little known, but they give us a unique window into a different time of whiskey, and we felt they should come to a wider audience. So rather than paying £200 or £300 for a copy of Pacey, The Reminiscences of a Gauger, assuming you could even find it, or £150 or more for Ian MacDonald's Smuggling in the Highlands, we thought let's use some modern high technology, a really nice digital scanning, to bring these to a wider audience, and that's what set us about it.
And how are you doing this with the what are you doing, scanning the originals?
Yeah, we have copies of these originals. In this particular case, from Neil and my own library, we bought these some years ago. We've found an incredible scanning technology which allows us to scan these at very high definition without any damage to the book at all. And then what's really neat, the scanning cleans up the book. So all the foxing, the staining, any marginal marks, any original scribbles that an earlier owner may have put on the book are all cleaned away, which takes us right back to the original book. It's as good as new. So then we will print these in a limited edition as an exact facsimile of the original edition. And packed with it, we really think this is fun and different, we're going to put a CD. Now, with the CD, you've got a completely searchable PDF of the original text. So if you want to, you can read the book on your screen without even opening the book itself, and you can search it. You can use the PDF file as an index for the book. So anything you need to know about, you want to find out what Pacey thought about Campbelltown, what he thought about other excise officers, what he thought about Captain Fraser at the Royal Brackley Distillery, enter what you need into that, and you've got an electronic index of the book.
Ian and Neil have selected two classics to start off the series.
We've got two books up right now. There's a 1873 Reminiscences of a Gauger by a guy called Joseph Pacey. And he was, as the title suggests, a gauger or an excise man all through the 1830s, 1840s, 1850s, and so on. And he, in 1873, wrote a memoir of his life, which is an incredible record of what a gauger did and where he worked. He worked in Campbelltown. He worked at Royal Brackley Distillery. And this is a most detailed account of the life and work of the gauger, hugely important character in the whiskey industry. And from 1914, we have a wonderful book by a man called Ian MacDonald called Smuggling in the Highlands, and that's full of tales, as you would suggest, of smugglers, illicit distilling, and law-breaking. And again, written by an excise man, originally written in the late 1880s and eventually published in a book in 1914, beautifully illustrated, wonderful, interesting, historic book.
They plan to produce limited editions of each book, just 500 copies, at a price starting around £45 per book. But there's a catch. Ian and Neil want to make sure there's enough demand first.
Before we really can commit to the print run, we'd like to obtain orders of 100 copies for each of these books. So we have offered what we call a founding subscriber status. And our founding subscribers will get a special discount on the regular price, and they will get their choice of numbers for the early editions of the book between numbers 1 and 100. And we're going to print in the front of the book a roll of founding subscribers, so you get your name printed in the book as part of whiskey history. That's going back to a popular technique the publishers used in the 18th and 19th century to get advanced subscriptions to underwrite the production of the books. And that's what we're going to do here, and that's all detailed on the website.
That's also where you can find a list of other books that Ian and Neil are considering for the series, and vote on your choices. By the way, if they don't get 100 orders, you get your money back. Of course, this all started with Ian Buxton's project to republish the classic Ennius MacDonald book, Whiskey. I talked with Ian about that project back on episode 46 in June, and while the book is just now hitting bookstores in the UK, it's already getting great reviews.
It's really only just got started because the publishers held it back to this kind of autumn in the belief that it will really do well for Christmas. But in the few places that have been able to get advanced stocks, like Royal Mile Whiskies in Edinburgh, I believe they've sold 200 or 300 copies already. I think it's probably the best-selling book that Royal Mile Whiskies have ever had. So we have very, very high hopes of it for this Christmas.
Well, again, you did a wonderful job with that one.
I was really
impressed with it.
Absolutely beautiful, wasn't it? It's very, very authentic, very accurate. And I've been extremely happy with it. And so, too, has Anne Ettlinger, who was George Malcolm Thompson. That was Ennius MacDonald's real name. George Malcolm Thompson's daughter, who's in her 70s now, is thrilled and delighted by the whole process, and particularly by the beautiful way that Canongate have produced the book.
So I bet she has a few copies for her descendants, right?
Well, I imagine if you're on Anne's Christmas list, it won't be too difficult to imagine what might be in your stocking.
I suspect her friends won't be the only ones getting that book for the holidays. You'll find a link to the Classic Expressions website at WhiskeyCast.com, along with links to past episodes, other whiskey sites, and a worldwide calendar of events. I'm always interested in hearing from you. My email address is comments@WhiskeyCast.com. That's all for this episode of Whiskey Cast. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.